After the weekend's dramatic events in the South Atlantic, the Prime Minister and her senior colleagues have been meeting again at No. 10 Downing Street. MPs will be told of the latest developments in a statement in the Commons this afternoon. It's to be made by the Prime Minister herself. As the inner cabinet was preparing to meet this morning, the Ministry of Defence announced that the British forces who landed in the Falklands dependency of South Georgia were now in control of Leith, the port about 10 miles northwest of the main settlement Grytviken, which was recaptured yesterday. And the Ministry of Defence say British forces on South Georgia have taken between 150 and 200 Argentine prisoners. We go first to Westminster, looking ahead to what the Prime Minister is likely to say in the Commons. Here's our chief political correspondent, Brian Curtoys.
In her statement, Mrs. Thatcher will give MPs the government's latest information on the recapture of South Georgia, and she'll also deal with the efforts made by the Foreign Secretary, Mr. Francis Pym, to secure a diplomatic settlement in his talks with the US Secretary of State, Alexander Haig. Once again, Mrs. Thatcher will stress the government's hopes for a peaceful solution. Over the weekend, ministers sent their reaction to Mr. Haig's latest proposals. But Mrs. Thatcher will also justify the necessity of seizing South Georgia, arguing that Britain has simply retaken what is British territory. Mrs. Thatcher has also been considering the latest developments with her inner cabinet, and she's also had a meeting with the chairman of the Conservative backbenchers 1922 committee, Mr. Edward Buchan. He would be able to relay to her support from Conservative MPs. The Prime Minister looks like rejecting the call from the Liberal leader David Steele for confidential discussions between party leaders on the crisis, since Labour's leader Michael Foot has not been in favour of the idea so far. He's been having talks with his shadow cabinet to prepare their case this afternoon, and it's still likely to be one of qualified support.
Now, more about the news that Argentine prisoners have been taken on South Georgia. Here's our defence correspondent, Christopher Lee.
The Defence Ministry has confirmed that between 150 and 200 Argentine prisoners have been taken in South Georgia. A few minutes ago, a spokesman said that it was difficult to pin down the exact number, and he insisted that these men are regarded as prisoners, not prisoners of war. This description is based on Britain's assertion that no war has been declared. The latest information from South Georgia confirms that the port of Leith has been secured by the British troops, and a ministry source suggests that with the capitulation of Argentine forces in both Leith and Grytviken, the island is firmly in British hands. Meanwhile, it is understood that the submarine Olympus is leaving Devonport today. She will be accompanied by four frigates, Avenger, Aurora, Ariadne, and Leander. The fact that the vessels have sailed wouldn't normally suggest that they were on their way south. But one Navy source says that the ship's identification numbers, known as the pennant numbers, have been painted out. This is done when a ship is heading for an operational zone.
The recapture of South Georgia was described as insignificant by Mr. Tony Benn when he appeared on the David Frost Show on Radio 2 this morning. He was asked if Britain was right to retake the island.
I was against the sending of the task force. I don't think to displace 100 Argentinian soldiers from the island of South Georgia is militarily or politically significant, but that isn't really the issue. The question is, are we going to war with the Argentine? And when you hear that the Vulcan bombers, which used to carry nuclear weapons, are being rearmed with conventional weapons, which could only mean a bombing of the mainland, and when you see this huge task force with thousands of young men and women there, it looks as if the government do intend to use force. And if they do, I think Britain will be genuinely isolated.